I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
The Red Mist Podcast, Season 3, Episode 45. Christian, you know what Episode 45 means?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The 2010 Flying Lizard, number 45, Porsche 911 GT3 RSR of Patrick Long and Jörg Bergmeister. Iconic.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
Nate's upset. It's not NASCAR.
No, well, see, I would have picked the 2015 iRacing 24 Hours Daytona Split Six winning prototype.
Well,
but
yeah, that's just,
well,
yeah.
I was the backup was the Hy-Vee Rahal Letterman Lanigan car, Jack Harvey.
Yeah.
That
was good.
Yeah, that was good. But I went with the old standby.
Yes.
My favorite.
Have to.
All right, tonight's episode, it's a free-for-all. Well, we had some racing. We'll have a quick recap.
Some racing, yeah, a little bit of
Macau. And, we'll have a preview and pick our winners for Las Vegas.
Saturday night's race.
Saturday night. Yeah. I mean, how big can it not be? I mean, you had last Saturday, it was Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. And this Saturday, it's Max Verstappen for the championship.
Yeah, so
what do you think?
That'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to Vegas.
And this past weekend was Super Nats.
Oh gosh, there was one finish that really cracked me up.
It was also the NHRA finals.
Well,
oh yeah.
I think it was the one that Joe Turney won.
Yeah, is that?
It was that one, wasn't it? Okay.
Is that X30?
Yeah. Pro, X30 Pro.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, gosh.
Did they have were there any pro car drivers in it this year?
Michael Schumacher
used to come up. Danny Fromelle was at the Super Trofeo series in Spain.
Oh, okay.
And I know that because I was watching Danny Fromelle.
Gotcha.
Conflict.
I'm going to say this. That Super Trofeo weekend there is friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's like three races each day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you have the world finals on Sunday. And then you have the regional finals on Thursday and Friday. So it's pretty cool. Hmm. Ernie Francis Jr. won the Pro U.S. final. Thought that was
nice.
Anyways, I always like watching the Raging Bulls run. The Racing Bulls, whatever you want to call them. Anyways, so we'll talk a little Macau news. Lots of it. There's breaking news today. All over the place. So, anyways.
Well, that's a breaking news. Even in NASCAR, Sean.
Yes, NASCAR. We'll gloss over that. We'll touch that lightly. All right, let's get into this. As some racing action that occurred over the weekend, the Macau Grand Prix was this weekend. I believe it was. It was crazy. It was fun. There was no. It's a bunch of different racing. So for our listeners, so we have the Formula Regional Series. It used to be Formula 3. Ayrton Senna won, you know, back in the day.
Didn't Mika Häkkinen?
Yes, he did. Many of the greats did. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So we have Formula Regional instead of Formula 3. We had GT, FIA, excuse me, FIA GT3, which is crazy. on a street circuit like that. We had the World Touring Cars were in action. Then we have a couple of regional Asian Porsche series. And then there was a Toyota, I believe, Celica series, which was kind of crazy. And then for you real fanatics, they actually have a motorcycle race.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the unfortunate thing with the motorcycle race this year, they don't let those guys on the track when it rains, so they did not get on the track because it rained all weekend, which was a bummer.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's a recipe for something.
So, so what it is there's qualifying, there's practice Thursday, qualifying Friday, there's a qualifying race, which slash sprint race on Saturday for all the classes, and then the finals are on Sunday. So in the finals, in the GT3 race, we'll get to that first, which is amazing when you have 32 GT3 cars going around this track. I mean, and at spots, it's one lane. And it's several hairpins. It's like, and then you have these high-speed straightaways, which funnel down to a corner, which you got to get it sorted out on the first turn, or you're going in the wall. It started behind the pace car because it was so wet. They went four laps behind the pace car. They turned them loose. It was from that point on. It was Ferrari. It was Antonio Fuoco, who drives the hypercar for Ferrari, against Rafael Marchiello in the BMW, and they were going at it all. You know, for 10 of those racing 12 laps, as they came past the flag with two laps to go, decided to go to turn one and. Not that they crashed into each other, but they both followed each other into the runoff road.
Unbelievable.
Yep. It was like, what are you doing? And then Mauro Engel, who was in third place, I think he was just riding around waiting to see what was going to happen. He picks up the lead and runs off and wins the race. That was pretty cool. And he was in an AMG T3, AMG Mercedes, and that's a big car to be running around there in. So, pretty exciting there.
The BMW is bigger, right?
No, the AMG is huge. Oh. That's like an aircraft carrier. It's so long.
Noted.
And then in Formula Regional, America wins.
But yeah, that's right. Ugo
Okechukwu. Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yeah. Better than my guess.
He is a McLaren contract driver.
An American driver.
Yep. Who races in the Formula Regional Series here. So I believe he's going to Formula 3 next year. If I heard that correctly. So yes. That'll be exciting news. Huh?
Yes.
He is? Oh, very exciting. All right. Well, hopefully, I wish Ugo the best. Congratulations. And honestly, I hope Zach Brown doesn't destroy your career like he does everybody else's. So, good luck to him.
Yes, he's stepping up to F3 with Prema.
F3 with Prema. Okay, cool. All right. All right. That pretty much covers the majority of the racing action. Did you guys want to talk about the Super Nats?
I saw the finish where there was the first and second collided into turn one. One driver on the inside hit a curbing and knocked them both off the track and into the barriers. There was barely a gap. I mean, you are going for a big prize. It's Super Nats. It's a win in the Super Nationals. So, some people are calling it too aggressive, too early, but I mean, it's split second decisions. Joe Turney ended up with the victory, who was third at the time of the incident, was able to capitalize on that and take the victory in Pro X30.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And these guys are insane. Like, all of them that entered are genuinely really good at what they do. And what is it? What determines the dice roll? I know there's like a last chance qualifier, but is there like a certain amount of drivers that are then selected to do the dice roll?
I'll be honest, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, because I did see a dice roll pop up, and I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. But I guess I guess whoever rolls highest earns a spot. Mm-hmm. Which I think is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Look at the draw. So that's all I really checked out on as far as Supernats is concerned. But I mean, the racing is always really good. Did you check it out, Christian, Sean?
I did not.
No.
I just had some of practice on from Thursday and Friday. That was really about it. And I mean, one note was that it was at the Speedway in Vegas, not the
It wasn't at the hotel?
No, it wasn't at the hotel parking lot. It was in the Speedway parking lot.
It was still in the parking lot, though.
Yeah, it was still parking lot, but yeah.
It's like, doesn't Spring Mountain have a go-kart track or a karting track out at their 15-mile racetrack? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, they...
Why don't they go out there? I mean, I've only seen pictures of that place. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. I think...
Is it like a private club track?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But apparently they have this like massive like 12-mile loop track.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, they...
Yeah.
Is it just a road course?
It's a road. It's road course, but they also have a karting facility there.
It's not.
Well, didn't the guys at K1 build an FIA one out in California?
Yeah, K1 or Circuit K1.
Why don't they take it out there? I mean, does it have to be in Vegas?
No, I guess not.
For this way, right? But
I mean.
The only thing about the Spring Mountain, it might be a parking issue of where they keep everyone. Because it doesn't look like they might have a large enough pad of concrete or pavement somewhere to put all the teams. But then again,
why not park the trucks on the grass and then put the pit facility on the track like they do at Canaan.
Yeah, I mean they could.
Anyways.
I mean, I'm just kind of speculating based off how.
I'm just not a big fan of it. It's like an awesome thing, but they have it in a parking lot. I'm like, oh, that's. And then the guys like rope the barriers, and it's like, you know. Mm. Ugh. He's got a F1 Boston Enduro race.
Now you're talking. That'd be a rush. Throw back.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right. Now I watched the Lamborghini Super Trofeos World Finals and then some other stuff. So, yeah.
Now, was that at Mugello?
No. Was that Jerez?
Oh, okay. All right.
And MotoGP was at Barcelona. There was a lot going on in Spain last weekend. All right. Let's get to the news and notes. Let's start in the world of IndyCar. We had a test day today at the prestigious thermal track.
You said prestigious?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Mark Miles would agree with you.
I say that tongue in cheek.
Nate, I don't know what you're on about. It is prestigious.
No, it's... Yeah, you, what? You because said Max it, Verstappen has a villa there?
No, you said it. Like, you said it this time last year.
I did what? Not.
Yeah, you did.
What?
Yeah, you said thermal was the greatest track ever.
Yeah. Oh my. No.
I think
this has to be some wise ass comment that I've said.
Of the, there are better.
You're taking it out of context, sir.
There are better club tracks in the world right now, in the state.
Oh, I believe it. Oh, I believe There's, it.
Monticello in New York is fantastic. I have seen that. Atlanta Motorsports Club is fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Spring Mountain, we were just talking about. And then the new one in Tennessee there, Flat Rock. That thing's awesome. And that's an FIA Grade 2 track.
Where's that one, Ozarks, that they just built?
Or is that's the one, Flat Rock. Oh, I think it's Flat Rock. Okay. Or it's or there might be two. There might be Flat Rock and there might be Ozarks too. But there's two down there. I mean, if I was going to, I mean, I'd rather see IndyCars run a VIR.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
The only problem is, though, like, you, somebody could get
in big trouble. Because it's all grass?
Oh, yeah, because somebody could get in big trouble there.
I mean, yeah, well, they would keep running off until they, like, hit a tree.
I always love the people that go, oh, Road Atlanta would be a great IndyCar track. Oh, my God. The speed that the cars would be going there would be amazing.
It's comparable to a GTP car.
Yeah, but we've all seen what happens when the GTP cars get into one another there in turn right. one.
Oh, my God. Going through. I know.
I mean, the accidents are huge. I mean, and an Indy car would be massive.
Right.
It's just from a safety standpoint, it's just not – you can't do it. Whereas Road America, which is ultra fast, just has tons of runoff, except at the kink.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Just for clarification, Flat Rock is in Tennessee, and then Ozarks is a separate track.
Is in Missouri?
Missouri.
Nice. They're both outstanding, from what I understand. Yeah. I've seen like video of it. It's like really cool, but I know Flat Rock's like an FA Tier 2 track, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we had that today at Thermal. Just before that started, Team McLaren once again. Personnel news. Team principal Gavin Ward has left the team after 2 years.
Wow!
Principal of all of. Everything or just
no IndyCar, the IndyCar team.
Okay.
So now the IndyCar team is being run by Nate. You're gonna love this.
No.
Yep. You're gonna love this. Yep. Race director. Team general manager and former IndyCar official Brian Barnhart.
Boy.
And this guy's no joke. Got his nose so far up Zach Brown's rear. Sporting director Tony Kanaan are now running the team.
Oh, I mean,
Gavin Ward. How did you see this coming?
For TK?
No. But how did you see Gavin Ward leaving? The guy was no. at he left Penske to come here to get a bigger job, and he only lasts two seasons. I mean, I didn't see that.
I'm just saying. My thing is TK. I knew he'd have more than just an administrative role. Because
yeah.
I mean, how many more Indy 500s is he gonna do? He's already done. And same thing with Castro Neves with Meyer Shank. He's once he's done with doing the one-off Indy 500.
But Castro Neves owns parts of the team there.
Right. Yeah. Which, I mean.
So, once again,
winning at 500 and, with them.
You know, if I'm Pat, like this is the thing. If I'm Pato, I'm out. I gotta go. Like they go.
But it's where? Remote. Where? Where does he go?
Where?
Andretti?
He could go anywhere.
Yeah, he can go anywhere.
I mean, seriously, they'd sack Will Power at Penske for Pato.
I don't know about that.
I do.
Maybe in like a year or two, but not right away.
I think the only place he wouldn't go to, well, no, wait a minute. That's not true. Because he's
not going to Ganassi.
So at Ganassi,
Dixon is there,
it's Dixon, Pillow, and it's Kiffin Simpson. Really? Yeah. If you could get Pato Award, it's like, yeah, Kiffin Simpson, you're going to Indy XT. Enjoy. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Like, it is just a revolving door. Like, what is it? It's like a revolving door at friggin' McLaren. Team's a joke. All right. Let's move on let's move on to the thermal test. This was I think epic. Some epic drivers here.
And who I sent you guys something. There is someone that was on top of the charts.
Yep, Formula One reject Logan Sargeant. Had turned the quickest time ahead of Philippe Nasr,
who is. And what was the difference? What was the difference in time? Great question.
It was like a tenth.
No,
0.0698.
Nice.
Enzo Fittipaldi was third. Pietro's brother. Hunter McElroy was fourth. Toby Sowery, fifth. And IndyCar rookie Louis Foster was sixth. I think only six cars were there.
But Hunter, Toby, I think those are the only two drivers that have made starts last year in IndyCar.
Hunter, Toby, yes, that's correct.
And
Louis Foster, he was in the NXT last year. He's your NXT.
He was NXT. Indy Next. So
still doesn't get Logan a ride unless he wants to pay for it with pay for it at either Junco's or coin.
So now let me kind of put my tinfoil hat on. Do you think Logan Sargeant does the road courses in the 06 and then Castroneves does the ovals?
Or is he in the 06 permanently?
But would Castroneves pick a driver
How much does Louis, how much does Felix really have left in the tank?
Like, again, probably a year or two. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But I think...
Does
he do the Jimmy Johnson approach? Does the road courses only, then does the full schedule the year after?
No. He's either done... He's one or done. That's how I look at it. And as everyone speculates, Power's out next year at Penske, so there's an open seat there.
Okay.
So, just throwing that out there. Meanwhile, at another IndyCar test in Las Vegas, Yuki Tsunoda tested an IndyCar today.
Which
came from the under the awning of the Ganassi team.
That's pretty cool.
Huh?
That's pretty cool.
And sharing the track at that same time was one Max Verstappen.
Not
in an IndyCar.
Yep.
But in the Meyer Shank IMSA Acura GTB car.
GTD?
GTP.
P.
P is in prototype.
Yes.
And having seen pictures of Max, looks like Max had a fun time in it. He was
with Colin Braun.
He was tutored by Colin Brown today, yeah, and Scott Dixon tutored Yuki.
In which I argue, I'll always argue this, I think Colin Brown should be in IndyCar full time. That's just me. But
I 100% agree, but I'm glad he's in prototypes. It also at the test was Liam Lawson, who drove a Honda TCR car. And, you know, it speaks really well where your career is going. And you're in Formula One and you're racing for Red Bull. But Checo, he was given the rally car.
Just here you go. Try this.
Here you go. Don't let him near the GTP car.
Makes you think, right, Sean?
Yep. I don't know.
But then again, yeah. Why is Liam Lawson in a TCR car?
I don't know. I don't know why they didn't put him in the Indy car either. They could have run two, you know? I get it. If Max stepped in it, then it all starts. Like, they don't want to get Max in it because Max goes, oh, I get to really drive this car.
Right.
Because, I mean, I'd love to see Liam Lawson try IndyCar. That's just me. Just because he's done Super Formula, and I think he'd do great. Because you see how well Alex Plow's done.
Right.
And so I think
I also think Max would do really well in it, and I get Max just doesn't want to do the ovals. That's fine.
Right.
If you were going to do a oval-only program, you could put Max in the car, and you could have Connor Daly drive the oval. I mean, what's the matter with that?
I don't see anything wrong.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, Max would probably like that, and you can let Max run the IMSA TTP series. What do you think of that, Christian?
That would be lovely.
Simply lovely.
Simply lovely.
Just, I mean, at this point, I'm just waiting to see what else he can do outside of F1. So
I want to see him do like touring car GT3.
I think regardless of what he hops in, like it'll be fun to watch.
Oh no, no, I mean, yeah. How about VW? What about Fun Cup?
Whatever, it doesn't matter to me. Just put him in whatever. He's already said he wants to go and do some other stuff, so I'm all for it.
Nate,
I mean,
Nate wants him on the road course in NASCAR.
It's just as fun.
Yes, I do.
It's just as fun watching other guys like Larson do that too. So I mean, yeah. And even SVG with NASCAR. So it's nice to watch these guys get out of their
series
that they're like, known go
back,
for and go
back
do,
in the day
stuff.
And be like Mario Andretti when you drove everything from sprint cars to sports cars to whatever. So, yeah, pretty crazy. All right. That covers all the IndyCar / Honda IMSA racing news. Although there was a private test today at Sebring for certain teams. So Pratt Miller broke cover on their LMP2 car.
Yes, they did.
Kind of exciting there. They also had the Corvette down there yesterday. The Corvettes were there yesterday.
And it's one of the Fittipaldis, right, that's driving it.
Yes, Pietro's down there.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Who knows? If Enzo doesn't work out in Formula IndyCar, you could Pietro still got money for the drive in the IndyCar though. He could be back in the Ray Hall car. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I know Nate's open for Devlin DeFrancesco, but...
No. That's just... the fact that he's back is impressive.
Yeah. All right. Shall we move on to NASCAR?
That's right.
We'll hold off on the driver announcement today. I'm very excited that a certain TV personality is going to be back in NASCAR next year.
However, are you?
Who? No, I am. However, who he is being paired with has now made me not want to watch.
Okay, so I'm aware that one third of the problem is solved.
What do you mean one third of the problem solved?
Well, like, okay, Amazon and TNT had to figure out who's going to be calling their races, right?
Oh, right, right. And okay, I'm very excited about their high-profile guy.
Yeah. Hey, Dale Jr., great. No problem.
Yep. All right. Yep.
And
nope.
Let's fill up these voids. Adam Alexander, come on. Like, oh, God.
100% agree. The guy should be calling ARCA races, honestly.
No, but you know why they put him there? They put him there because they stopped NASCAR Race Hub. Okay, that show's no longer existed. That's why they put him
there.
The
guy is, why can't I have Rick Allen?
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Rick Allen's not my top choice, and I think he should go back to trucks. But if it's only for a handful of races, fine.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's fine. It's 10 races, but... And then I have I get one half of the screaming idiots from NBC.
It's not jumping Jeff Burton, Sean.
No. No.
Who is it? Who is it?
It is Steve Letard. It is amazing that this guy was one of the premier NASCAR crew chiefs, honestly.
No, and 24 Hours of Daytona analyst. Sean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he brings a lot to the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
These Steve, cars drive really fast.
Steve, go have another cup of coffee and sit there in the cold. It's good. oh, my God. I just...
Sean.
Could they have not just brought in Alan Bestwick? And
Wait a minute. I think we're soon to be hearing.
I know.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yes, I'm hoping it's true.
Badass. I'd like to hear him call.
The only thing is, I want the third person. That probably we know who it is. I would prefer that it was somebody else who used to be.
Hinch?
No.
Not.
Who's the other one?
T-Bell.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
Can't stand him. Why can't we have Hinch and PT?
Oh, I know. Like, PT...
Is that awesome. Because then it's too Canadian?
I mean, geez. I mean, you have an Australian guy calling the last bit of NASCAR races, and fans are losing their minds at how great he is.
Oh, yeah. Well... They'll be losing their minds and finally agreeing with everyone else who can't stand that kangaroo. Anyways. All right. Let's move on.
No, but here it is. All right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is it young Jordan Taylor or diminutive Jordan Taylor?
It's young.
It's young, right? It's young Jordan Taylor. Mm-hmm. Oh, and JT got shut down by Cadillac. Thanks again for absolutely having no humor.
Oh.
They shut his rap song down.
They're like, no.
Did you hear about this, Nate?
I did. So what, does he like re-edit it or just like nothing at all?
Could it appear on the Rocket Power Mohawk? Christian, could that happen?
Oh, gosh. Can you imagine?
I think this one will probably be kept.
It's going to get shelved.
In whatever hard drive he's storing it on and just let it sit. And whenever the day might come that he remembers to unleash it.
Turn it loose, unleash it?
Yeah. Cause
it's kind of like that infamous Dinner with Races show from the first season that just never appeared.
Yeah.
Got it.
But the Chevy van that goes sideways across the screen.
Oh, God. I really wanted to see this. I was so jacked when I saw the picture for it. And it was like, bad news. Can't do it.
But if you need to reminisce in the production quality that Jordan provides, you can certainly go find some of his Grand Am videos.
Grand Am videos. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Those are great.
Taylor Brother videos. Right.
Yes.
Jordan loves stickers.
It's a great one.
Yeah, Ryan Eversley, Spencer Pigott.
Alex Gurney. John Fogarty.
Wayne Taylor appeared. You know,
Wayne Taylor did appear. Ricky Taylor did appear.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. All right, Nate.
Sean.
Your boy. Your guy.
That's right.
Bad Brad. His team.
Bad Brad. And guess what? Listen, it's just only a part of the success story, right, Sean? So, you know what he's doing? He's bringing forth the winningest number in the Roush organization.
Number 60.
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
At least in the Xfinity side, for sure.
I was just reading about this.
And Chris Buescher has won the Xfinity Championship in the number 60 2 years in a row.
How can I ask a question? How much is Rick Ware extorting from Brad for this lease?
I didn't look into this. But I'd imagine.
Hang on.
So Rick Ware is saying his team is like for sale, but not for sale, but only for the right price.
Right. Like every other NASCAR.
I think that's a prologue. He got rid of a charter.
He didn't get rid of a charter.
He's leased
it out.
Yeah. So you have that, but I forget if it's like the 15 or the 51. I'm taking a guess it's the 15. Either way, one of their charters. I think that's like the first prologue of them trying to sell the team.
Oh, there we go. All right. Well,
but it is Ryan Preece, you know.
We'll look forward to that.
Brings a familiar sponsor from
Kroger.
Which was from JGT Doherty Racing.
When the Dinger drove.
Ricky Stenhouse. Yep. And when Dinger won it.
Here it is. Kroger's relationship with JTG Doherty Racing and most recently Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has been something special. Said Brett Cox. Spokesman for Kroger.
And the last time Kroger won a race was the Daytona 500 with Ricky Stenhouse.
There you go.
Jr. So we'll see. And Kroger has gone, I guess, full force.
Kroger was with Doherty Racing for 14 years. That's pretty cool.
A very long time.
That's impressive. All right. Well, best of luck to Bad Brad and his boys.
Right. And another note, Chris Buescher and Ryan Preece were teammates at one point at JGT Doherty Racing. I can't say the letters today.
JTG.
Yeah. So they were teammates together when they had the 37 car as well. It's familiar chemistry, and I think it's going to be a great team going in the future. We'll see what happens. I don't think it's going to be.
So did JTG Doherty Racing shut down?
I think they just lost a major sponsor. To what? I'm not sure, or if any. They still have Ricky Stenhouse in the car.
Okay.
But we'll see. Right.
Okay. Let's move some F1 news. Monaco has re-upped for 8,000 more years.
2031, but...
Exciting. Anyway. Yep. However, the race is moving into June.
Yeah,
It's no longer on Memorial Day.
It's after next year, right? Right away.
No, there is no Monaco Indy doubleheader.
From 26 and beyond.
Right.
So is it this year? This year is the last year for it, right?
25 will be
the doubleheader.
25 will be the last year.
All right.
Right.
Also, as a result of that, Canada moves back into May following Miami.
In replacement of where the Monaco slot is?
So Canada goes in front of Monaco, but moves up into May.
Gotcha.
So it's earlier. So the weather should be fantastic in Montreal in early May.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. All right. I think that's
actually,
we got more news.
It's a triple header because the World 600's at night.
Oh yeah, so the everything. Yeah, so now it's just the Indy. It's a NASCAR IndyCar day.
Unbelievable.
What are you gonna do?
They could bump the 500 up an hour early if they wanted to.
Yeah, they probably could now. Well, they won't though. It starts at noon in Indiana, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, think about this. It opens up the opportunity for NASCAR drivers to head over. To do it.
Head over where?
To the Indy 500, the Indy and World 600 doubleheader. Listen, okay, in 2002, you had three drivers do it. John Andretti, Tony Stewart, and Robbie Gordon.
Yeah, but...
You get more than just one. And like Kyle Larson, right?
What's that got to do with anything moving over from Formula One to, yeah?
No, but I'm just saying, like, if they move it back at, like 11 a.m. or something, like they used to.
They're never going to, because it's noontime.
I did hear that Hinchcliffe, I think it was Hinchcliffe, did talk to, I think it was Mark Miles about
Doug Bowles
or Doug Bowles. Oh yeah.
Mark Miles. Oh,
I'm sorry, Mark Miles.
He did talk to someone and did
ask that question.
Ask the question, and there was
silence.
No, there was two good reasons, and I think one of them was a shift change in the. In the workers and the police department. So, whichever way it was, it wouldn't work out ideal. And I forget what the other one was, but it was pretty decent with the reasoning.
Okay.
But that was kind of the main two points that they brought up.
All right.
I'll have to. It was on one of his Hinch and Rossi podcasts. Episodes that they had. I cannot remember which one it was, but I do remember them.
It was discussed.
It was discussed. So I'm sure it can be searched in some way to see what their answers are.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Shall we move on to Formula One?
Yeah. Let's roll the dice.
Not much news this week, but we have the first of the final three races this weekend in Vegas under the lights. Hopefully it's better than last year.
As in, like, the show or not as cringe or race related?
Just in general, like, we don't have manhole covers exploding on cars.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm just talking from race operations. The rest of it, it's all cringe. I can't take it, but anyways.
I mean, I think the second year is usually smoother than the first. So.
Right. So long as we don't have the cringe factor, I'm fine.
Well,
but it's Vegas, so we're going to have it.
You can eliminate the cringe factor by just muting the TV. That's what I'll be doing. And then once you just watch the checkered flag, the green flag, and then to the checkered flag, and then nothing more. And then you don't have to worry about anything else.
So you watch it like a NASCAR race. You only watch the start and the finish?
No. I watch from the start to the finish. I don't watch anything else outside of
that. Oh, yeah. No, I don't watch like the pre-race stuff. I don't watch that.
I don't care about the pre-race stuff. I don't really care about the post-race stuff because usually the post-race stuff is filled by all of us talking about the race anyways and what we're doing
I could care less about the grid walk too. I find that useless.
I just wish the app would notify me when to tune in, you know, 5 minutes.
Green flag, 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
From yeah.
And not like, when, oh, so, hey, tune in now. So, like, so you, I got an hour of pre-race stuff I got to watch.
So no, you get, I don't so you, that essentially stuff. you get Alex Jakes welcoming you, the race fan, along with Julian Palmer and Hinch to the race. That's what you want to start with. Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that.
I just, and usually I am half lazy enough where I don't tune in right at, say, on the hour sharp. I tune in 3 minutes past the hour, and guess what they're doing? Forming up on the grid because they're done with the formation lap. So you just right. go right into it.
There you go. I'm all for it. All right.
Either that so, or you sleep in and you wake up like partway through the race, then you just reset all the way back.
That's, this race has a good possibility that I might just sleep through it and wake up and watch in the morning.
Yeah, because the bonus of some of the races in Europe and the Far East and over in Asia, I've managed to sleep through just about every red flag race. Or I'm sorry, every race that has had a red flag. So then all I have to do is, oh, it's time for that. Click and drag, fast forward, and then restart the race and go. I don't have to sit there and wait for 30 minutes at least. So I can just go about and do my stuff.
Gotcha. All right. So we move on to our final topic, and that is picking the winners.
Who's on the grid? I feel like we haven't done this in a while.
Like 2 weeks.
The only right? person, the only person that's changed is Logan Sargeant, who's not here.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go Leclerc to win this one.
Wow.
That's a good pick.
Piastri third. And Sainz. I'm sorry. Piastri second. Sainz third.
Gotcha.
And
all right. Dark horse?
Dark horse.
Dun-dun.
Gasly.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, Sean.
All right. I'm going to go with Carlos to win. Max for second. And Lewis for third.
Okay.
My dark horse is going to be... I'm going to go Liam.
All right.
Again, a really good pick. Well, I am going to have Max winning.
And that will clinch the title.
Yes, yes.
Well, I mean, Lando
has to score, 2 points or something?
Two or 3 points more than Max. But if he doesn't outscore Max at all, then it's done. So,
yeah. Well, if Max wins the race, how's he going to outscore him?
Exactly. So he'll be champion.
Right, he's champion.
Champion of the world. Anyway, so Max is going to win the championship and the race. Finishing second is going to be Leclerc. And then you're going to have Lando finishing third. I think he's just going to get on the podium, but it's not going to be like, I don't think it's going to be any much of a fight than what he's been showing lately anyway. But and then my dark horse is going to be Franco.
Franco Colapinto. I like that.
All right. Yeah, you think Williams has done a good enough job to get those cars on the grid?
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Dark horse, Christian. Remember, they're dark horses. Yeah. I know, it's been a while since, you know, every pick of my dark horse has always been a Haas car, so I'm just going to take a break from that. Watch Haas go
1-2 this week.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, honest to God. Hulkenberg gets his first podium finally.
I mean, we've all been consistently picking Haas as the dark horse, but that's for a legitimate reason. They are the top car in that mid pack right now. So, like, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I went with Liam because I had to build up the. Because I feel like I'm cursing Yuki Because every time I pick him, he crashes. So yeah, hopefully he doesn't crash. Anyways, so that's my pick. All right. Well,
so yeah.
Look at that. All right. And on that note,
good night.
Thank you guys for listening to the Red Wings Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.